In your third season now, how do you feel like you've developed? We all know what, you know, what the obstacles you had coming in, but just from a pure football standpoint, how have you developed over the 2 years plus that you've been here?
I'm nowhere where I need to be. I feel like I'm improving every day. You know, I'm just trying to get better every day and work hard every day to do what's necessary to please the team and help us win.
When on Sunday, when Sebastian went down and you stepped in and had to fill in for the rest of that game, and you know we haven't seen him at practice yet. Do you feel like you're at a point where you can, you know, step in and play right tackle, play in, play out, drive in, drive out at this stage?
You know, I don't know. I don't really know how to answer that. You know, I just do what I'm told. You know, whatever they ask me, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
You're confident though that you can't.
I can tell you, whatever they ask me to do, that's what I'm doing.
What have you learned over your time here, both between all the teammates that you have, and a lot of them have carried over, a lot of them have been here for the entire time you've been here, and your coach, Scarnecchia? I mean, what specifically have you improved in?
You asked, too. What I've proven and what I learned?
Let's start with improved.
And every day there's improvement, but, you know, there's still a lot of improvement to go, you know. Just got to take it every day, step by step, and, you know, work harder to improve more.
How much of a challenge is to play one position one day and then separate one might be going from left guard to right tackle to left tackle to right guard in a series of 4 days or 4 games or 4 plays? How much of a challenge is that?
You know, Coach Garnicka coaches us pretty well, the whole offensive line, and, you know, if we need to get ready for something, you know, he's going to get us ready for it. You know, that's just the type of coach he is. And, you know, we just do whatever he asks us.
Is there one that you feel most comfortable at, you know, being a college left tackle? But now you're...
You know, I feel the most comfortable at whatever they want me to play. You know, if they ask me to play that, that's what I'll be comfortable at playing.
As you've watched film on the Falcons, specifically with their defensive line, what challenges do they pose as you enter this game?
You know, the Falcons, they're good all the way. You know, their defense is good. You know, their line's good, big guys. And, you know, just working every day out there.
Is this week any different for you because Sebastian isn't out there?
You know, it's the same as every. I'm working at whatever I need to work at to get better. You know, every week I'm working hard to get better at what I'm doing. So, you know, that's how it is.
What about the noise? I mean, obviously you work with practice, work with noise throughout training camp. But you know, this Sunday, the dome figures to be pretty loud, especially if they get their offense going early in the game. How important is it to handle the noise?
You know. We just got to stay focused out there, focus on what we got to focus on, do what we have to do. We can't worry about all that.
Have you noticed an added emphasis on red zone work this week? Work in the red area?
And the next question. Come on, man.
So, Mark, in the position you're in, you know, some games you maybe don't play as much, but then an injury happens and a drop of a hat, you could be asked to, you know, play a quarter, play the whole game. How do you mentally prepare for that?
You know, it's just preparation, you know. You know, it's just pretty much like I said earlier, whatever Scar has me doing out there. You know, they understand what we're doing. You know, Scar is such a great coach, and so is Coach Belichick. You know, if they need to get somebody ready for something, they're going to do that.
Thank you. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you doing it.